Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our public schooling families with the one and only Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be here. Some of my friends say, you know, it's a good thing there's only one and only Dr. Ralph Kerr.
Well, you know, he is often imitated but never duplicated. That's what we like to say around here. Hey, there is so much to get to, and again, all of it having to do with this pandemic in public education. We'll try to do this as fast as we can. We're going to start with the cash crunch at school in New York. The governor, Ralph, warning of an across-the-board 20% cut to schools. NYSUT warning about 10,000 layoffs may result. Fiscal belt tightening, Ralph, necessary. No doubt about it, but is it feasible when districts are trying to do school in the middle of a pandemic?
Yeah, I don't think it's really a question of being feasible. It's a question of necessity. Large districts have taken this very seriously and have already announced significant cuts. I'm concerned that small rural districts have not done that. And even an official at NISCA said, and this is a quote, NISCUS, by the way, is the New York State Council of School Superintendents. He said, the longer a district waits to make spending reductions, the harder it is. I believe there are going to be cuts. The federal government is not going to come through with what NYSUT's asking for. They're asking for $62 billion to make up revenue losses over the last 4 years. That's not going to happen, and schools do need to tighten their belts.
Well, it's hard to talk about the coronavirus in school, Ralph, without mentioning sports. I know some of our listeners are saying, oh, no, there he goes again. But it's such a huge part for a lot of kids. This is their life. Let's just face it. It's life for them. The COVID infection rate in New York, below 1%, but yet a growing number of school districts, including the biggest outside of New York City, Rochester and Buffalo, doing away with all fall sports. In your opinion, is this prudent or is this just downright unfair to students?
No, I think it's really unfair. I mean, first it was going to be, we're just going to do low-risk sports. Now they've taken the position, well, we'll have no risk. We just won't do any sports.
Yeah.
And I think it is a disservice to the students who, as you said, find athletics. For some of them, it's the reason they stay in school, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
And I think they are doing a disservice.
Well, the sports debate is alive and well in Pennsylvania as well. There's a big ruckus going on at the state capitol over the crowd sizes at games. Republicans think this is a decision that the school district should ultimately be able to make on their own. The governor seems to think that the decision is best left to him. What say you, Dr. Kerr?
I say that those decisions should be made at the local level. They're very specific decisions based on areas, and I think the school board is in the best position to make those. And again, the governor in Pennsylvania has to realize he's not all-powerful, and I think he should pass that off to the local districts.
You had said on this program a while ago, I think a couple of weeks when we were last on, that a school should not shut down if there is a single case of COVID. Do you think that is the strategy that most districts are adopting?
I think that is the strategy they've developed. I've been in a couple of schools, and what I've seen is there are great protocols in place. When you go in, it's a little bit annoying, but you understand why. But I think as long as districts keep up that those protocols that they've developed, there's a good chance that if there is a case or two, that they'll be able to work around them, and I certainly would support that.
Yeah, so it's not inevitable, because I hear kids whisper. It's inevitable that we're going to just all shut down and do like Williamsville did and do everything online. That's not inevitable, you say?
It's not inevitable, and it's not preferable,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I know the people in Williamsville are just really upset over what's going on there. But we'll save that debate for another day, because I want to talk about the teacher retirement problem. A lot of it, I have to imagine, is because of the pandemic. What can districts do, Ralph, to retain teachers during this time of national uncertainty when we don't know from one day to the next what's going to happen?
I don't really know that there's a lot that districts can do. If a teacher chooses to take retirement and they're eligible for it, God bless them. You know, most of them have done a great job in teaching, and I think they deserve their retirement. On the other hand, if districts can, you know, give them a year's leave of absence, many of them have those sick days in place. But don't forget that younger teachers also, I think, in many cases, are much more tech savvy, and including them in the cadre of teachers is a good thing to do as well.
All right. So many issues, so little time. But you have a wonderful website, Ralph, where folks can go and check you out, learn more about the good work going on at TLI. Where can they find you, sir?
It's simply yrun.org, yrun.org.